Please stand. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Dearly beloved, our Lord God established marriage when He created the heavens and the earth. With His holy word, He desires to bless the marriages of those who fear, love, and trust in Him. He gives His blessing to comfort and console you when various temptations and crosses afflict your union with each other in Christ. He also pledges that He will never forsake His own and that He will always help and defend those who live in this estate according to His holy will. In marriage, we see a picture of the communion between Christ and His bride, the church. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with His presence and the first miracle of Cana in Galilee. This estate is also commended to us by the Apostle Paul as good and honorable. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into inadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for the mutual companionship, help, and support that each person ought to receive from the other, both in prosperity and adversity. Marriage was also ordained so that man and woman may find delight in one another. Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. God also established marriage for the procreation of children, who are to be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord, so that they may offer Him their praise. Hear what the Lord God says regarding marriage. From Genesis chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Here's the word of the Lord. From Ephesians chapter 5. "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. No matter how much common ground there is between you two, no matter how many... I'll explain that in a minute. That was me, not Ephesians. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. This is the word of the Lord. And from Matthew chapter 19, we read, He answered, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. I'd like you to consider these words from our first reading. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it and take care of it. The Lord God said, It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Dear friends in Christ, you know how the best plans just, you put them out there and hope for the best, I guess. Well, this service I've been holding it pretty much all day because I didn't want to lose it. And about 5 minutes before four, I lost it. I knew I had it on my flash drive, so I went and grabbed it, and the people here at Good Shepherd graciously let me run off another copy of it. So I put it together hastily. That's why you got what I read. I folded it wrong. But that's sometimes how things go, right, Sierra? Right, Luke? From God we learn a lot of things. But today we want to focus on something that he gave to us as a gift and obviously to these young people. He gave us the purpose of marriage. First of all, he says that the purpose of marriage is for mutual companionship. It would be a fulfillment of the wonderful desire of love that God had given to Adam and which he had placed within us. For he said that it's not good for man to be alone. That's interesting. God said that. God himself said that. When God is all in all, and yet of man whom he had created,
There are sharp statements made, selfish acts done by each of you that will not be alleviated by therapy or anything else. No. Forgiveness. The Christian recognizes that every day he or she walks by the one forgiven by God. We're forgiven not because of what we are or what we've done or how good of character we have, but because God loves. So much so that he sent his only begotten Son to die for your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world. This is the forgiveness that you live in, a forgiveness bought by the blood of Jesus. Christ died for your sins, for sure. Therefore, since we are reconciled to God, be reconciled to each other. This is the strategy of marriage. This is the strategy of forgiveness. A strategy that we are called, each of us, into this relationship. A relationship of forgiveness. Of course, that also means being part of a church that preaches that forgiveness. I am so pleased that you have found this church to be your home church. I know that Pastor Poppy will preach the word to you, administer the sacraments, and give them to you for the forgiveness of sins. Live in that. Grow in it, because Christ will be with you and is with you wherever you go. And when you have kids, bring your kids to church. And do it rather soon, because Grandma and I are not getting any younger. No, I can wait. I can be patient. It's tough. So Luke and Sierra, may God bless you. The love of your family and friends is here shown to you to support you, to love you, to make this all work. But most importantly, we come before God, asking his blessing upon this marriage. This is his blessing upon this union. We are so pleased that he loves you. We are so pleased that he blesses you. Continue to live in that blessing, as I know you will. Therefore, in joyful confidence, I now ask you before God and his church to give your solemn pledge that you will continue to live in holy marriage according to this word. Luke, you have taken Sierra to be your wife. Will you continue to live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you nourish and cherish her as Christ loved his body, the church, giving himself up for her? Will you love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to her alone, so long as you both shall live? Then say, I will. Sierra, you have taken Luke to be your husband. Will you continue to live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained? Will you submit to him as the church submits to Christ? Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to him alone, so long as you both shall live? Then you say, I will. Luke, would you repeat that? Repeat after me. I will take you, Sierra, as my wedded wife.
I will take you, Sierra, as my wedded wife.
To have and to hold this day and always.
To have and hold this day and always.
For better, for worse.
Better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death has been part. According to God's holy will.
According to God's holy will.
And I pledge you my faithfulness.
I pledge you my faithfulness.
Sierra, would you repeat after me? I, Sierra, take you, Luke, as my wedded husband.
I, Sierra, take you, Luke, as my wedded husband.
To have and to hold this day and always.
To have and to hold this day always.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health. After me, receive this ring.
Receive this ring.
As a pledge and token.
As a pledge and token.
Of wedded love and faithfulness.
Wedded love and faithfulness.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Luke and Sierra, God has joined you together to live together in holy matrimony, love, honor, and cherish each other. As long as you both shall live, this is all done with the blessing of Almighty God. So, what God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen. Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives.
Lord.